News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley. This is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Wisconsin's Attorney General is still trying to get a judge to stop gay marriage licenses from moving forward. Judge Barbara Crabb said she would not issue a stay, which means those licenses can continue at least until she holds a hearing scheduled for June 16th. The Attorney General says there's needless confusion here.
There are a lot of people who I think are very joyful, who are very passionate about the issue and have reason to be, very intelligent, well-meaning people who, because of that passion and joy, may not have taken the time to step back and think about what legal ramifications that this may have on them, not only short-term, but even long-term.
Van Hollen has also filed an appeal with the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago.
I'd be very surprised if we did not hear within the day from the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals.
Now, in central Wisconsin, Lincoln, Oneida, Marathon, and Portage counties are not issuing same-sex marriage licenses, but Langlade, Vilas, and Wood counties are. A 53-year-old Rosholt man has pled not guilty to a series of child porn charges. Jeff Beckman was found with at least three child porn photos on his computer. He was arrested when he responded to a Craigslist ad that was posted by law enforcement. Prosecutors say he made arrangements back in March to meet with three children for sex. They were between 12 and 15 years old, according to the online posting. He's charged with possession of child porn, child enticement, and conspiracy to commit sexual assault, and is being held on a $250,000 bond. The woman accused of abandoning pets when she moved out of the Medford area is going to be on probation for the next year.
29-year-old Callie Newman accepted a plea bargain on Monday on animal neglect charges. Authorities say she moved in with her boyfriend back in March, but left two cats and a Great Dane dog behind unattended in her old home. As part of that plea bargain, Newman will have to pay just over $300 in fines and fees for the rescue and medical treatment of the animals, and she may not own pets while on probation. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
The reckless homicide trial of a Bancroft man will continue today in Stevens Point. The defense is ready to call its first witnesses.
Today marks the beginning of the second week in the trial against Raymundo Perez, who's accused of throwing a toddler to the ground and causing the injuries that killed him. 2-year-old Felix Espinoza Vila died October 28th of 2011. Last week's testimony focused on prosecution witnesses and recorded interviews. The defense is scheduled to start calling witnesses as early as today. Perez is charged with first-degree reckless homicide and child abuse, recklessly causing great harm. So far, recorded interviews have shown where the child's mother, Beatrice Vila, has struck the child with a belt or a sandal, and the defense is expected to argue the child's fatal injuries were due to the mother's actions. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling is reportedly backing out of a plan to sell his team to Microsoft CEO, former CEO Steve Ballmer. Sterling's attorney says his client will now pursue a $1 billion federal lawsuit against the NBA. The NBA has not commented on these latest developments. A sign that summer is here, Marathon Park's Splash Pad and Marathon Junction open for the season. Park's employee Jamie Anderson says they've already seen some pretty good crowds.
With the mild weather, it's definitely brought a lot of people. And today, Lincoln Elementary brought some of their students here for a day at the splash pad and on the train, and lots of ice cream too.
It's 50 cents admission for the day. Kids need to be 10 or under to use the splash pad, but families are still welcome. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Mostly sunny and quite pleasant conditions for today, a high of 77, east wind at 5 to 10 becoming southeast in the afternoon. For tonight, mainly clear and quiet, a low down to 51. On Wednesday, mostly sunny and a bit warmer, a high of 79. On Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 60% chance of showers or an isolated storm in the morning, then turning partly cloudy, breezy, and cooler in the afternoon, high of 73. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Thank you, Justin. Around central Wisconsin, skies are clear as we start our Tuesday morning. We have hour-by-hour temperatures and the six-day forecast anytime on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.